So this time, Henry pretended to be put out.
所以这个语义和我们第二自然段那个 put out 是相呼应的啊，注意两个不同的表达方式。他装出了一副完全被惹怒的模样啊 ，mildly 用来加强语气。
The assistant promised to order some for him.
那么显然这位店员是信誓旦旦的要为他订购这些的这种东西了啊。
Intoxicated by his success, Henry then asked for perfumed mud.
好，邀请大家把它背熟。Intoxicated 过去分词，在这里显然是做状语。Let's say,
when he was intoxicated by his success, Henry asked for perfumed mud.
Right? 那么当这个亨利为自己的成功是得意忘形的时候，他呢又要一种香水泥。
He expected the system to look at him in blank astonishment.
好，把这个小小的短语背下来。In blank astonishment, 显然他是期望这个店员怎么样看他呀？
也惊奇的，会茫然的惊奇的看着他。
一定要注意把这个 blank 翻译出来。In astonishment, 这只是强调惊奇的，茫然而惊奇的看着他。In fact, let's say,
he expected the system to look at him.Not only in astonishment, but in bewilderment as well.
所以这一个 blank 就相当于我们上面上刚刚出现的接触短语 in bewilderment. Got it?
However, it was his turn to be surprised.
那么这次怎么样？终于该轮到他来感到惊讶了。我这一个 surprise， 我觉得作者用词都太小了。不妨说 ，However,
it was his turn to be.Amazed,
可以这么说
Why? For the woman's eyes immediately lit up, and she fetched several bottles, which she placed on the counter for Henry to inspect.
Okay. Recite the sentence. 把这个语句背熟。
As the woman's eyes
light up, we learned the word phrase in lesson 11. 我们在第十一课就接触过了。所以 light up 的主语无非是 eyes, face.这海关官员一见到那小瓶子，他就两眼高兴地放出了光 ，right? So
the customs officer's face lit up
as soon as he saw the tiny bottle on the bottom of my suitcase. 还记得这原话吗？ Yeah. 看到我那箱子底下那小瓶子啊，所以拿出了好几个瓶子。
Which she placed on the counter.
这里的 which 可以省略掉，因为 which 就指代的是 bottles.
She placed the bottles on the counter for Henry.
把它呢放到柜台上 to inspect. 目的是要怎么样 ？Inspect. Inspect means what? 这里显然不能译作为视察检阅。So inspect means choose,
select.
对不对？ Yeah. 以便亨利呢可以进行从中选择了。For once.这是第一次
，Henry had to admit defeat。
好，本课的优点，重点动词短语 admit defeat。Let's say
Henry had to take a beating。
我们在介绍 take 动词短语的时候曾经讲到过 take a beating。那么这一次他认输了 ，all right， 被打败了。So admit defeat 认了输。
He picked up what seemed to be the smallest bottle and discreetly asked the price。
好。我们再次来共同回忆昨天上午所学过的句型结构。
So do you remember? My aunt Harriet found piles of bottles of all shapes and sizes in what had been Bessie's wardrobe.
同学们还是否记得？放置在曾经是贝西的衣柜里面。那么贝西的衣柜我们直接可以表达为 Bessie's wardrobe。 那么曾经是贝西的衣柜
What had been once Bessie's wardrobe,
right? 那么开明政策 Enlightened policy 所谓的开明政策，当时所谓的开明政策
What was in those days an enlightened policy?
好，再回到这个句型当中来。
He picked up the smallest bottle.
其实这是最简单的表达法，选择了那个最小的那小瓶子，但你发现它这里bottle 接受了一限定
，what seemed to be the smallest bottle, right?
Yeah. 那么他选择了看上去最小的那个，似乎是最小的小瓶子 ，right? Yeah. 好，我们也可以改动什么呢？ Seem to be 也不妨改动为 He picked up what looked like the smallest bottle. Isn't so? Yeah.
其实在第三段我们也接触过了，那个瓶子里面人们就会注意到那里面装着看上去好像是粘稠淡灰色的物质。 So
an observant visitor would soon notice that it is filled with what looks like a thick grayish substance.
Got it? 那么如果我不想强调看起来像，我说似乎就是，那么不妨用 what seems to be a thick a grayish substance. 所以究竟选择What is, what was, 还是 what had been, 还是 what seems to be, 以及 what look like, 就取决你的当时的情境和你的话语的语气了啊。要求大家一定要把握住这种表达方式。
OK, now, answer me a question. Why do you think he chose the smallest bottle?
他为什么选择最小的小瓶子？
Yes, of course. In his opinion, the smallest bottle,wouldn't cost him too much.
为什么说这小瓶子显然不会花他太多的钱
Yeah, he feared that he couldn't afford it.
他恐怕他会付不起的
Yeah. And he just wanted to play a joke on shop assistants. And he didn't mean to buy what? To buy the precautions.
为什么说他呢只是想去开个玩笑而并没有意图去买这些化妆品啊，我用到了 precautions 哈。那么或者我们用另外一个词汇，化妆品 cosmetic， got it？
He didn't mean to buy any cosmetics，
对不对？
And discreetly asked the price，
好，一定要把握住这里的 asked price， 问了价格。同学们注意这里运用 discreetly 副词修饰了 ask， 而谨慎的问了这个价格。
Discreet，
我们强调它是主要指言行相当的小心啊 ，careful in speech and action。
He was glad to get away with a mere £20, and he beat a hasty retreat。
好，把这个句子一定要背熟。
He was glad to say he was pleased。
一定要注意这里的不定式 to 表示一种原因，像这结构是我们口语中常说的见到你我很开心。
I'm glad to see you, right?
Yeah.
I'm pleased to meet you.
就是这种结构。所以他感到非常的高兴，为什么呢？
Because he got away with a mere £20.
为什么？因为他只花了 20英镑就走人了。
Get away, huh? And he beat a hasty retreat.
这是非常夸张的一种口吻。我们已经给同学们强调过 retreat, 大家是否还记得？它表示撤退，也一般指大规模的部队的撤退，那么才能用到 retreat。但是它这个词却被用在这个 Henry 当时的这种情境上了。
Beat a retreat，
溜走。
Beat a hasty retreat， hasty means speedy， got it？
Let's say what？
He left the shop as quickly as possible。
对，听清，他是尽可能自己尽快的溜掉了啊。Why？ 为什么？
He was afraid that the shop assistant would sell him much more cosmetics.
Right. 同时我们看 clutching 现在分词在这里它所起到的作用是现在分词做伴随状况状语。
When he beat a hasty retreat,
I should say, he was clutching the precious bottle under his arm.
Why do you think the writer used the adjective precious? Do you think the bottle...Was really valuable.
你觉得这个小瓶子对 Henry 来讲，它确实很有价值吗？
No.
But clutching 一定要注意啊 ，clutching something under his arm. 那么在胳膊下面紧紧的夹着这个小瓶子。这里之所以用 precious， 作者也是一种夸张的口吻。想想我们在第十一课。所以这再一课的语句可以结合十一课的一些表达方式。
I what? I got away with the precious chalk marks on my luggage.
还记得吗？我匆匆忙忙的走人，那么我的行李上带着呢珍贵的什么呀？粉笔的印记，还记得吧？我们在十一课的最后一句话就充分体会了这个内容。
precious 这个形容词本身并不表示这个小瓶子它很有价值，它很昂贵。But the writer wants to suggest that Henry had never bought such a thing before.
那么他重点突出的是这 Henry 他以前从来没有买过这种东西。Yeah.
And it cost him a lot.
这可说他付出了惨重的代价。
He had to pay the price.
没听说。付出代价记得 pay the price.
OK. From then on, Henry decided that this little game he had invented might prove to be expensive.
你发现这个 precious 和 expensive 也要相呼应了。
Huh? It cost him a lot.
所以从那开始呢，亨利决定他得出一结论是什么呢？这小他发明的这种小游戏，注意 this little game that he had invented.、Huh?
Might prove to be expensive.
之所以用 might 是表示语气不是很肯定，或许呢，正是是要付出代价的 ，right?
The curious bottle, which now adorns the bookcase in his study, was his first and last purchase of rare cosmetics.
最后一句，了解一下，我们主要是进一步复习非线性定语从句。We know
the curious bottle was his first and last.
注意这个表达法要记住。那么这奇形怪状的小瓶子是他第一件也是最后一件什么 purchase of rare cosmetics 买这种稀有的化妆品
，which now adorns the bookcase in his study.
那么这个 which 就指代什么 bottle 啊？之所以把 which非线性定语从句仅仅跟随在 curious bottle 之后，以避免出现歧义。所以，那么我们在运用定语从句的时候，特别是非线性定语从句，你进一步补充的是什么内容？如果是用来限定修饰一个某一个名词，就要紧紧跟在这个名词的后面。我们把这个主句断开，这是第八课我曾经给同学们重点所提过的知识啊。好，那么请同学们发一个简单的语句。住在我家附近的那个女孩，她英语学得很棒。那么显然我这个要求同学们表达的是 the girl 要求做主语 ，right? The girl studies English well。那也可以说 who lives in my neighborhood。但我想要求这个定语从句和 the girl 之间的关系更密切一点，我们把它调置到前面来。注意逗号 ，the girl， comma。Who lives in my neighborhood? Comma, studies in well. 来， 就通过了一个简单例子就回忆一下啊。所以五十二课的内容不要求同学们全部背诵，但是我们要把握一些短语，特别是动词短语，以及好的句子结构形式。比如我们在这个第三自然段当中就提到了动词短语 admit defeat， 认了输 ，right？匆忙地溜掉了 beat a hasty retreat、yeah. get away 溜走了 right? get away、yeah. 以及加强了这个音阶 stress each syllable、啊、这些表达方式还有介词短语 in bewilderment in blank astonishment